This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Next year's state budget is headed to Governor Jared Polis for his signature after passing in the state legislature. The plan includes nearly $14 billion in discretionary spending, almost 9% more than in the current budget. It also includes millions of dollars for lawmaker priorities, including waiving tuition for some community college certificate programs and some lower property taxes. Lawmakers approved holding 15% of the general fund in reserve in case the state hits an economic downturn or unexpected expenses. Colorado could soon have one of the lowest medical debt interest rates in the country. State lawmakers are considering a bill to cap interest on medical debt at 3%. The same measure would also require hospitals and debt collectors to be more transparent about why patients are being charged a certain amount. The bill has cleared the Senate, but still needs to pass the full House. Denver's Fairmount Cemetery has been home to wildlife for decades. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that the nonprofit space is being recognized for that work.
Coyotes, rabbits, and squirrels wander Denver's second largest burial ground. Deer nibble on petunias, and visitors on a tour recently watched a doe give birth to a fawn. Now, the National Wildlife Federation has certified the cemetery as a wildlife habitat for creating a garden to support local animals. And it's not just living animals honored at Fairmount. The cemetery has begun cremating pets and may soon open a pet cemetery, too. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.